Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you been waiting for?
Two.
Start the show.
One.
Yes. So, Hoss.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever seen the movie The Truman Show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's actually the movie that restored my faith in Jim Carrey.
Yeah. So, if you haven't seen it, or if you need a reminder, basically he finds out that his whole life is a setup.
Yep.
And everybody was actors.
Yep.
You know, and it was all this setup for him. And so I just want to say that if I'm ever like sailing in a boat and I just run into a wall of blue clouds, I would not even kind of be shocked.
Yeah.
Because I'm secretly just waiting for, you know, the moment to drop when I find out that there's been like hidden cameras on me and things like that. Because who wakes up and finds out that their daughter is on a national news site for something that she didn't do?
That was the weirdest thing in the world.
The funny thing is that before you joined this show, before this show even existed, you got to watch some of this circus from the sidelines. And now you're actually, you know, part Mano, and you get to see the craziness that goes with it. And so, unbelievable.
Yeah, when did you find out? Because it seemed like there was a few comments before you brought me into the conversation today.
Yes.
And my first thought was, oh, okay, she brought a bubble gun to school. I'm like, whatever, kids do that. And then I clicked on it. I'm like, wait, this is in Colorado.
Yeah. So here's what happened. We have people that I like to call Mano Fanos.
Sure.
And they are people who support me and the show and my kids. And I can always count on them to, you know, share my podcast or retweet something that I'm promoting. And one of those is this guy named Dwayne McClinton. Mm-hmm. I've done pictures for his kids. And I'm actually at the kids' school today because I had cafeteria duty.
Okay.
Well, I didn't have it. Actually, I thought, oh my gosh, I have nothing on my schedule today. This is going to be the greatest day ever. And then fast forward, I get a phone call. We need you to help come serve Sloppy Joe's.
Okay.
Somebody canceled. So here I come. And so I'm there slinging my Sloppy Joe's. And then I get a message. And it pops up on my phone. And I'm not really allowed to be on my phone while I'm serving the food. So it's very kind of like I can run back and peek at it, but I can't be on it. And I open it up, and there is this national news article, and there's a picture of Libby Lou, my six-year-old.
Crying.
And then there's and I know immediately what the picture's from, and that it's from our personal family photos. And then next to it is a picture of like a Hello Kitty, like a bubble machine, but it's shaped like a gun.
Right.
And then the headline says, kindergartner suspended from school for bringing a bubble gun to school. And I thought, what the hell? Like, I'm at the school.
How do you not know?
How is this in the... Because anytime I wake up and I see one of my family members in the news, I'm not shocked.
Right.
I go straight into, like, spin mode. Like, okay, what did we do wrong this time? And then the first thing that struck me was, Libby Lou doesn't have a bubble gun.
Right. Oh, well, okay, so there's number one.
And then number two, I was like, wait a minute. This is in Colorado. And it was like at that moment that the bell rang and in came the first wave of lunch kids, one of them which being Libby Lou. And I'm like, okay, so this obviously was not her.
Right.
And somebody stole her picture. But I didn't have time to do anything about it because I had to serve Sloppy Joe to my own kid. And it was actually toasted ravioli.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. They do it good, right? The kids' school has a good lunch program.
Long gone are the days of the rectangle pizza.
No, but that shit was the bomb.
I loved it.
I'm telling you, there was crap in those rectangle pieces
if
of pizza.
I could order that, oh, and if yep. you got a good piece,
it was a little burnt.
Only on the edges though. Yep. I hated the old ladies that burnt it to death.
Yeah.
That was no fun. But normally when a Mano's in the news, I'm like, oh crap. But I pretty quickly realized that this had nothing to do with us and that her photo was stolen.
Yeah.
And it was stolen from an old video on YouTube. And so I tagged you in it. And I tagged my husband, I texted my husband, who was out looking at our new house and oblivious to it for like 20 minutes.
Right.
And I'm like, why isn't he responding to this? And so when did you find out?
I found out, after you tagged me and texted me and all this stuff, then you called me and you're like, what are you doing?
Because I'm like, nobody's doing anything about this and I'm stuck at school. And all I'm thinking is that, like, oh my gosh, what if people in the school start seeing this and think that my kid really did this?
Right.
Well, I saw the article. I immediately assumed that it was true that Libby Lou somehow in that morning had gone to Colorado and brought a gun to a school. Because that would be about appropriate for our family. That is not that far-fetched.
Sure. Is it funny that none of it struck me except for, wait a minute, she doesn't have a bubble gun.
The, like, mano, the mano jet was fueled up and waiting for her.
But no, I was irate because, I mean...
A lot of people were, my mom was so mad.
It's really creepy. Like, when you break it down, it's really creepy the fact that, and this wasn't like some crazy sham online news source.
This was a national credible news source that posted this, and I screenshot it, and I'm going to put it up at kellymano.com, but I'm going to blur out the name of the company that did it, because Jimmy called them, or Jimmy emailed the vice president, and they had it down within like seconds of his email.
Oh yeah.
And that was the right thing to do.
100% it needs to be done.
And he apologized, and I kept thinking, like, man, some poor intern just got fired.
Oh, somebody's at the very least suspended.
Yeah, exactly.
At the very least.
Well, and I was not mad at the time. I was like, you know what? This is so typical, something that would happen in our day. Like, I thought, hey, I got nothing to do today. And then my kid is in the news for bringing a fake gun to school and getting suspended.
Right.
But this story circled the globe within minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, if you go on Google right now and search, you know, kindergartner brings bubble gun to school, you will see thousands of articles. And if we hadn't have gotten it taken down so quickly, it would have went around to all of those news sources with her picture attached to it.
Yeah, because that's the one thing that I don't think people really understand about the internet is once something's out there and gone, you're never going to get it back.
Which is,
it's like a never-ending game of whack-a-mole. You can stop it here, but by the time you've stopped it here, it's up at four places over there.
Exactly.
And when you shut those down, there's 16 more over here.
Which is why I didn't really feel any, like, instant rage the way that, like, my husband and my mom did and Aunt Patty and everybody who loves Libby Lou was, like, instantly pissed off. Well, because in the story, they hid the girl's identity.
Right.
Like, I watched the video on it, and so then I guess the guy, whoever the writer or whatever was, just thought, well, since we can't use a picture of the girl, let me Google, like, girl crying or something, and Libby Lou's picture must have come up.
You know, I didn't read the whole thing, because it obviously wasn't about her, but I did try to skim through to see if there was anything credited at all, and at no point did it say who the image was or that the girl in the image is not the girl in the story. And that's kind of what freaks me out and was unnerving is, you know, okay, fine, I get you want an image and you want something that's going to capture the reader,
right?
And that picture of Libby crying is going to catch your attention because
right.
it's a cute little girl in tears,
right?
But there should have been something that said, hey, this isn't her.
If it weren't for Jimmy and I, and really Jimmy acting so quickly, it would have
been everywhere.
It would have been everywhere.
Absolutely.
And all I thought was, I don't have time to do news interviews tonight.
Right,
because
right.
I'm friends with so many people in media that I thought, you know what, I'm just going to take this down because we don't have time for it.
Well, I was just going to say, this is classic, what is known as clickbait. I mean, this is...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, this is what... Really, if you see all of those stupid stories that kind of circulate via Facebook, first and foremost, they'll often take a picture that isn't necessarily even tied to the story, just to get you to click.
Yeah.
And then that's what happened here. And, you know, hell, we always say mano media whores, but Libby was far too young to have that mentality. She would have done this.
Did you actually talk to the person at the paper? Or
Jimmy
was it
did.
Just email?
It was a vice president.
I emailed the vice president of content within, like, seconds of seeing the article, and he wrote me back. To his credit, his name is Andrew. Andrew got back to me, like, instantly said, my apologies. I do not know how this happened. I've already taken it down. And, you know, that was it. And I wrote him back and I said, thank you. Like, it's real short and sweet. And so,
do you have the name of the, I guess, author of said article?
Yeah, I think so. And there's, like, a photo credit on there. And I'm like, F you, photo credit. I took that. You know?
Yeah.
And so, a bunch of people were saying that they smelled a lawsuit. But no.
Look, in the grand scheme of things, it's not horrible.
No.
But it's very discomforting.
if it had circled the globe, if her photo had stayed attached to that article, right. It would have been bothersome that half and of America had, thought my daughter brought a fake gun to school.
Right. And had it been something more serious like child abduction or, you know, yeah. child abuse or something like that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, knock on wood, it wasn't the worst story in the world.
Sure.
But still, like, man, that's creepy. It's and I'm not even a parent, but that's
yeah.
just, it's creepy to think that it's that easy
to access your kids' photos, yeah.
And that they could be used, and you may never even know.
I only knew because of Dwayne, because yeah. somebody caught it and let me know. And those who were asking, the screenshot that they used, a lot of people who are new to the show don't know that, like, over a year ago, or I guess not even a year ago, when we traded, the Blues traded T.J. Oshie, Libby yep. Lou, my daughter had a big crying meltdown, and I put it on YouTube. And, then
and that went everywhere.
And that went viral. So they took it from that.
Yeah.
So, and to this day, if you even type the name, like, T.J. Oshie, like, into Google, like, it's just flooded with Libby Lou. But he's probably happy because before that, and I know this from having a son who plays hockey, if you Google TJ Oshie crying, there was this clip of him crying on the bench because he hurt his arm.
Yeah.
And it was like everybody was like trolling him for it. So now if you Google TJ Oshie crying, like that's buried and you've got Libby Lou.
Nice.
So he should really be thankful
I'm sure
to her.
Thankful.
I'm sure if you dig far enough, you can find him.
He should send you guys a thank you gift.
I know. I think he's done plenty of that. But it's like him on the bench and a trainer's spraying that like numbing spray on
right.
him. And you see him like whimper like.
Oh.
And so like anytime
poor
somebody
buddy.
Wanted to talk trash on him, that's what they would pull up.
Yeah.
And now if you Google it, you get Libby Lou.
Okay, we do have the Facebook Live going right now, and yeah. we're getting some feedback. Stacy Dukes would like to know, Hoss, how is this different from the time that you posted a picture of a crying bratty kid in a restaurant?
Because I'm not working for an accredited news source.
No, Hoss is not a
jerk. That's me of my own accord.
No, and I'll defend you on that, because I railed you for putting it up, but Hoss is not a journalist, and he didn't post
damn
it.
Right.
He didn't post it on this show, even if you want to call this some
right.
strange form of journalism. He posted it on his personal Facebook. So
yeah.
Now if he were a journalist, then yeah, he'd be in trouble.
100%. Like
yeah.
that's it's a fireable offense.
Yeah.
You're not falsifying the story, but you're hella embellishing it.
Well, yeah. You're yeah. I don't know. Speaking of fake photos, we've got something to talk about next that might get me in trouble. Whoa. Gunshots. Sorry.
That's right.
It was just
DMX don't mess around.
I didn't realize at the end of the Rough Riders anthem had AK-47s going off.
Shouldn't shock you.
God, maybe that is a bad sign for what I'm getting ready to talk about, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm a little torn, honestly.
Let's go. I don't even know what we're doing. This is going to be great.
I know, because it's not your family.
This is sweet.
Should we stay on Facebook Live, or should we just...
I think we should stay on Facebook Live.
Yeah!
I think the people like it.
But the
sure.
person I'm going to talk about might be watching.
We could turn off Facebook Live. We could be real...
Do we need to use code names?
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to use a code name.
Let's come up with a real good name for him.
Okay, we'll call him John.
That sounds like a fake name.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
My dogs is with it. You want it? Come and get it. What? Took it, then we split it. What? Damn right we did it. What the F you gonna do? What? With the wrong crew, don't know what we going through. What? I'ma have to show what? How easily we blow. When we find out there's some more that's running with Joe. What? Nothing we can't handle. What? Break it up and dismantle. What? Light it up like a candle. What? Just cause I can't stand you. What? Put my spool tapes what? Like you busting grapes. What? Think you holding weight what? And you haven't met the apes. What? Stop, drop, shut them down, open up, stop.
The Kelly Mano Show.
She finally found a job
that doesn't require a bra. Oh. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
I was going to say the Kelly Mano Show is brought to you by Man Boobs and Bad Seats.
That's going to be the name of my ticket scalping company.
Oh, the Kelly Mano Show is brought to you by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois, making my hometown proud. I love going to visit at JM Motors and seeing Heather and the girls. They have been in business for 45 years. Actually, we've been talking about them so long, it's probably almost 46.
Gotta be getting close, right?
If you've never been to JM Motors, their lot is huge. It might as well be a new car lot, but it's not. They specialize in pre-owned cars. They can get you in a vehicle for as low as $58 a week. My mom's going to be buying a car from them over the summer. I have 100% faith that they will give her a great deal and do a great job with her. I would not send my own family there without knowing that she is in good hands. If you want to stop by JM Motors, they're located at 2310 Namioke Road in Granite City, Illinois. Austin, how far is that from the Arch?
10 minutes.
Damn, how do you know that all the time?
I don't know.
And they're really funny on Facebook and Instagram. If you haven't had a chance to follow JM Motors on Facebook and Instagram, they're a lot of fun, and they're always putting up their new inventory and cars. And yeah, tell them that Kelly Mano sent you.
Heads up. Here's another one, and another one. Why you all in my ear talking a whole bunch of shit that I ain't trying to hear? Get back. You don't know me like that. Get back. You don't know me like that. Geek. I ain't playing around. Make one false move, I take it down.
It's the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast, and I think we're actually at episode 50. We should have, like, celebrated
nice.
Or something.
All right.
But, yeah, we forgot.
Donuts?
So, yes! Okay, I'm going to start a diet tomorrow, so let's go get donuts tonight.
All right.
Jimmy? Donuts?
I'm on it.
Okay.
Can I start that? I'm going to go ahead and say this, that I don't even know what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
But I already feel like I'm very thankful that I can retreat back across the river after this show is over.
You just said that you had my back.
Oh, I have your back from my side of the river.
Oh, God. Well, my mom has been...
Did I drop my phone?
Either you dropped your phone or the chair broke. What happened?
No, it's my phone.
Oh, did it crack?
No.
So... My mom has been kind of seeing this guy.
Oh, yeah. I heard you tease about this a little bit when we were talking.
And I broke up with him for her.
Okay.
And forbid her from seeing him.
Okay.
So
is this forbidden, like my mom and tattoos, or?
Yeah, I mean, this is okay. So let's start with this. And you know what sucks, Jimmy? Where's your phone? Because you're going to have to at some point show Hoss the picture.
I've got it right here.
So on Facebook the other day, you saw a bunch of pictures on my mom's Facebook page of people hanging from helicopters. And I was like, did I show that? I'm like, Hoss, I need you to look at this. It won't make sense now.
You did.
But
yes.
We'll talk about it later. So my dad passed away 2.5 years ago. Ripped a hole through my family and our hearts and you know, was the first really... unexpected death that we all had to handle. He was only 62 years old, and it's been really, really hard. It's still hard. And my mom is only 57.
Let's be honest, your mom may be 57, but she acts like she's 32. She's awesome.
She has the best personality, and she's adorable.
Yep.
And any guy who dated her would hit the freaking jackpot, okay?
Yeah.
And so we knew that dating was coming, and I had no problem with it.
That's fine.
You encouraged it.
I encouraged it because I don't want her to be alone. So she had a friend set her up with this guy that we're just going to call him John.
Okay.
And the friend has no role in this. Like, she's a sweetheart, so I don't want her to think that any of this is her fault. I come from a long line of really strong, loud women.
Right.
I'm sure that shocks you.
Well, you know.
But my mom is in a very vulnerable time right now because not only has she lost my dad, but she had only had two boyfriends in her whole life, and my dad was one of them.
Okay.
So she's a delicate flower right now.
Yeah. I get that.
So now the first date that she went on with this guy was about, it was a good 8 weeks ago. And if you remember, we all dressed
up. Yeah, you guys showed up at the restaurant.
In dinosaur costumes.
Yes.
So their first date was so long ago that we were doing the dinosaur thing.
Yeah.
Because the night that she had her first date with him, it just so happened that I had a night off. And I'm like, holy cow, we should go spy on our date. Well, that turned into me calling like my Aunt Linda and my cousin Christine and my cousin Jamie. I'm like, hey, you want to go stalk my mom on this date? And before we knew it, there was like 16 of us at the restaurant where she was.
Right.
And then we could see in the restaurant that her back was facing the window, but he was looking out the window. So then we got this great idea to get the dinosaur costumes out of my car and run back and forth behind the window because he would see us and she wouldn't. And it played perfectly because he, in the middle of dinner, he's like, there's two dinosaurs outside. And my mom instantly went, oh God, no. Like, she had no doubts that somehow her family was involved. And so then we all ran in and crashed the restaurant.
Right.
And like pretended like we were going to crash in on our date. But then we all left. And
now, how did he take that?
Horribly. Did not crack a smile.
Okay.
Like, did not find it funny at all. And we were all like, dude, what is his problem? And but when my mom got home, she's like, he thought it was funny. He's just quiet and kind of shy. I'm like, okay.
I could see where, if it was me, I might be a little, what's the word I'm looking for?
Am I freaked out?
Yes. Not freaked out, but like, what the hell's happening?
Like he...
And kind of like, be a little withdrawn, like, I don't know how to act in this situation.
Right, because they you know, you're 20 minutes into your first date.
Right.
And
this is happening.
And 15 people run in the restaurant.
Right.
Two of them in dinosaur costumes.
Yeah.
Just act like assholes for awesome. 5 minutes and then leave. But it's kind of like, if you can't like hang with that, then
sure,
boy, bye. But we totally forgave him. We're like, dude, if he didn't take that well, that's okay. So as these 8 weeks go on, it's important to note that he makes no time for my mom.
Okay.
None. He's always busy.
How old is dude?
In his probably early 60s.
Okay. Is he working?
Well, here's the thing. So he tells her that he is a special units member of a SWAT team and works as a sniper.
Yeah, number one, I'm going to call BS on that because I got a feeling if you do that, you're not telling people you do that.
Exactly. So when my mom told, not only that, so my mom doesn't ever have her iPad locked, and so I can go on at any time and see her messages. Not only was he telling her all this, but he was also bragging about it. At one point, he was like, I can shoot a bullet through an apple 3 football fields away. Now, Jimmy and I have a set of really good friends, and the husband is in the Secret Service, and we didn't even know it for like a year.
That's what I'm saying.
And I know a lot of really high up ranking like police officers. And one thing they don't ever do is brag.
Yes.
So I said, Mom, this doesn't sound right. But at the same time, I caught him one night in her driveway. And he does drive a car with a canine unit on the back.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know, there's some truth to like it had like a canine unit sticker and like a box. And he's got a Facebook account. And he's got a picture of himself and a canine dog. But here's the thing. He never accepted my mom's friend request.
That's shady.
So all of this is coming through like in spurts. But again, I'm staying out of it.
Sure.
In 8 weeks, he sees her 3 times. One of those times, she had a very serious injury and had to go to the emergency room.
I remember this.
And he never came to visit. He never checked in on her. Mm. So he's quickly moving down my shit list. Like, you know. And then a lot of their correspondence on Facebook, it just seemed like he wasn't very interested in her.
And, which is fine, but then cut the cord.
Exactly. But then the stories start getting bigger. And it's, you know, the reason that I can't be with you is because she's never been to his house.
This dude's going to end up being married. I already know where this is
Well,
going.
we don't know that yet. So here was the latest. Jimmy, do you have the photo ready?
Well, I don't have the original photo. I never saw that one. I have the one that you posted.
Okay, let me see it real quick. And, because it's a vital part of the story. I didn't send it to you?
No.
All right. So my mom calls me the other day, and she's like, oh, man. She's like, John got deployed again. Can you look it up? Just look up first.
I think you may have texted it to me.
Oh, yeah. My mom calls and says, John got deployed again. I said, got deployed where? He's in his 60s.
Yeah.
She's like, to Texas for task force. And I'm like, what, and all this time I'm asking her, who does he SWAT for? Because I know police officers everywhere, and our buddy in the Secret Service had no idea who this guy was.
Yeah.
But he's like, you know, that doesn't mean that he doesn't do it. Maybe he's with another, like, precinct or something. So ask him who he
SWATs
for. And
they don't get deployed, do they?
Well, okay. Well, hang on just a minute. So my mom says he got deployed to Texas. I'm not going to get to see him for a while. And I said, what is he doing in Texas? And she said, well, he sent me a picture today. And this is the picture that, he sent my mom of himself. Okay? Hoss, explain to everybody what you're looking at.
I'm looking at a dude who appears to be in his early 20s. Repelling?
He's attached to a helicopter.
Okay, attached to a helicopter with a dog. So, like...
a canine unit dog, which right. He claims to work with.
But first and foremost, the guy in this picture is closer to 20 than he is 40 or 50 or 60.
Right.
Clearly not this dude.
No, because I'm sorry. Homeboy in your 60s is not rappelling from a helicopter, okay?
Over Texas.
In your 60s, you're just trying to keep shit in place.
Yeah.
Now,
dude, I'm going to be 40 this year, and I'm just trying to keep shit in place.
So the first thing I did before I bursted my mom's bubble was I wrote her back, and I said, ask him if that is a photo of him. Like, point blank, ask him.
Is this you?
Right. And so she did, and she wrote back, yes, that is him.
No, it's not.
In the 30 seconds that I had her ask him that, I Google image searched that and found out that that was a first-class soldier fighting for our lives in Afghanistan.
Yep.
Like, a couple years ago.
So now dude is part of what's known as the Stolen Valor Club.
Yes.
Which is guys posing as things are not.
Right. So I called my mom, and I'm like, that is not him. And she was upset because she really liked him.
Sure.
I said, that is not him. He has lied to you. And this lie proves to me that everything else has been a lie.
Yeah.
If this were the first thing that came up kind of wonky, then I would be like, eh, okay. You know, if he apologizes and move on, then that's fine. So I did what any mature person would
do. Yeah, you start searching on him.
I start trolling his ass on Facebook. So I, you know, when I'm not pretending to be a radio host, I am a photographer in real life. So I find a photo of a photographer hanging out of a helicopter. And I was like, hey, mom, I'm like, look what I did at work today. And then I tag the dude in the picture. And then I text all of my friends and family. I'm like, listen, I need you to tag my mom in a photo of something hanging out of a helicopter and tell her that you had a good day at work. But I wouldn't even tell them why. And by the end of the day, there's like 20 pictures on her Facebook of you know, people making fun of him for saying he was, you know, hanging out of this helicopter.
Is he aware?
Well, I made sure he was aware. Because
okay.
then I direct messaged him on Facebook, and I put the picture of the photographer hanging out of the airplane and said, hey, look what I did at work today, similar to your weekend, right? ? And he wrote back something like, oh, you should have taken the picture while jumping or something. And so I wrote back, I'm like, look, dude, not only are you a liar, but you're not very quick. I'm making fun of you for lying to my mom. And then it's been radio silence since then.
Yeah.
And so what are you laughing at?
Oh, I'm showing everyone on Facebook Live all the awesome photos that your family posted.
Listen, you mess with... what is it? You mess with me, you get the horns. You mess with my mom, you get the whole damn bowl.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but, you know, I guess my only question is that, you know, am I out of line?
Absolutely not.
For stepping in and telling my mom, you know, who she can and can't date?
No, you're not. I will say this, and I know your mom well enough that I think that her own moral compass would step in and be like, this dude's no good, get out.
But she's so vulnerable right now because she's lonely.
I understand that. And I think that is where the opposite could come in is much like, you know, I'm sure that you had someone in your dating past when you were a kid that your parents were like, Kelly, we don't like this guy.
Right, of course.
And the more they tell you don't hang out with that person,
right,
the more you want to hang out with that person.
Oh, shit. I didn't think about that.
So I could see it going that way. But again... It's one thing to just not be a reputable person. It's a whole nother thing to, like, lie about this. And, look, I'm very, very big on trust. That's why my last relationship ended.
Yeah.
If you can lie about little things like what you do for a job.
Right.
What else can you lie about?
Yeah. And I mean, we're not talking about just exaggerating here, because everybody embellishes for a good story. Oh, my car went 10 feet off the road when it went 2 feet off the road. But when you're sending pictures of a soldier in Afghanistan mm-hmm. and telling somebody that you're supposed to be dating, that you've been deployed in Texas and that you're hanging from a helicopter.
Yeah, see, yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, you're a piece of shit, and I'm going to let you know it, because you're not getting near my mom.
Yeah, and the fact that the first date was when we were still doing dinosaur stuff, and that was back in March.
Right.
And, you know, we're here now. It's only been 3 dates. She hasn't seen his house. Does she even know where he lives?
I mean, he told her a city, but, yeah. But I mean, who knows?
My big fear at this point would be the dude's married.
That's exactly what I thought. Well, I don't think he's married because of the...
If not married, I would say that there's at least a couple other girls.
That's exactly what I think. And so, and you know, before I went crazy and called his ass out and then direct messaged him and was like, you suck and you're a liar, I checked with my other family. I'm like, hey, what do you think about this? Am I out of line? I don't want to, you know, I want to make sure that I'm letting her spread her wings and fly. But at the same time, she's so vulnerable that she can't, I'm scared. And she says she's not going to see him anymore.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you're just going to have... I mean, you're going to have to trust her. She's a grown woman. She can make her own decisions. I could... Depending on how much she really liked him, and...
She only liked him because he paid attention to her.
But did he pay attention to her?
Barely.
Okay. My fear would be that he's going to sweet talk her, and she's going to try to see him on the down low.
I will... Freaking stalk their ass up, down, and sideways.
You're going to have to. I mean, you may have to. I mean, you got to trust your mom, but I would say if you start getting the sniff.
Well, she's already got another date lined up with another guy.
Good.
And here's the thing.
Then you need to support that.
I am. I'm supporting it. His name is Roger. I'm going to find him and, like, make him rich. And
I would, like, find out where they're going and pay for dinner ahead of time.
Yes.
Like, all this stuff. You don't want to be the family who's like, here, marry my mom on the first date.
Right.
But like, yeah, you need to make sure that that date goes 10 out of 10.
Like, if there's a listener out there who knows a guy in his like 60s that doesn't completely look like a mongoloid, and he's nice, and you think
more
he'd
than
be
nice,
a good...
just be genuine, man.
Yes. And if you help me set him up with my mom, I'll give you $500.
Wow.
Out of our savings, Jimmy. Right.
Did you just pimp your mom out?
I just pimped my mom out.
Can't you give him like a Kelly Mano cup or something?
No, this is my mom.
I think you just made your mom an escort.
Because the next person who hurts her,
dies.
I'm going to lose it.
Yeah. All right, throw in a t-shirt.
I'll throw in a t-shirt. $500 in the t-shirt. Because here's the thing with me. I'm either the nicest person you've ever met or the
right.
biggest bitch you'll ever deal with.
Yeah.
And whoever you meet depends on you.
Sure.
I'm either a Disney freaking princess or I'm burning down your house. There is nothing in between.
Or you're really mad at someone and they don't know about it for 10 years and then you're best friends again.
Shut up. Well, if my house is burned down tomorrow, then we know he was telling the truth.
No shit.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think you got to worry about that, because the dudes who do shit like that are too big of, can I say the P word?
Yeah.
They're too big of pussies to do anything
in
real life.
They'll move on to the next girl anyway.
Yeah,
you know?
They want the path of least resistance.
Because he don't want this, because behind me is like 20 other crazy women in my family.
Yeah.
We are a woman-dominated family. Like, the men go in the garage and smoke and listen to KC95. And then the women, like, stay and fight and you got to go home because your aunt got in a fight. And
nice.
All right, that's all. We're going to come back and do a little bit more. It's a Kelly Mano Show. Don't you see we in the club and sucker? Why you all in my ear talking a whole bunch of shit that I ain't trying to hear? Get back. You don't know me like that. Get back. You don't know me like that. Geek. I ain't playing around. Make one false move, I take it down. Get back. You don't know me like that. Get back. You don't know me like that. We in the red light district. 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 The Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
You're listening to the Kelly Mano podcast, and I went back and forth about whether or not we were going to talk about this.
Why not? It's topical.
It is topical, but it's almost like too topical because everybody and their freaking brother is talking about it.
I think that's what makes it important we talk about it because of the person in question's response.
So we're going to talk about the
boobs.
The lady hanging her boobs out at the Blues game.
Who apparently, from what I understand, the girl who started this whole thing, the girl at Game 7 in Chicago.
With the pink tank top.
Different girl.
That's what I heard, too.
Yep. That girl apparently is a Blackhawk fan.
Yeah. And that girl.
And better boobs. And that
girl, yeah. I will agree. Those were nice.
I was going to say that. But anyway, and I don't even want to hear Raleigh boobs because I had the original Raleigh boobs 2 years ago with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
On Facebook, I took off my bra and the Cardinals scored like 7 runs.
Nice.
And it became a thing where like we all talked about my boobs and I'd come home and take my bra off. So so if you missed it. There is a girl, a woman who has been, I say woman, she's in like what, maybe her 30s or early 40s.
I would say so.
She's got a couple of kids because I saw her Facebook and her Facebook.
She's carrying them around. Oh, you mean real kids?
Yeah, real kids.
Not the ones in her shirt.
And she, has been sitting, in the front row behind the visiting team's bench where they do a lot of close-up shots of the coach during the playoff games. And obviously everybody's watching because it is the playoffs. And it's we're not talking about a little bit of cleavage here.
Oh, no.
We're talking about we are centimeters away from seeing nipples.
Yeah.
You know, she wears a very, very, very low-cut shirt.
Well, not only that, she's taken the shirt that was given away in the playoffs either last year or 2 years ago. The one that says, "We all bleed blue."
Don't say she cut it.
Oh, it's cut.
Oh, she did it on purpose.
I have that shirt. It was given away at games.
Yeah. And so Blues fans everywhere are torn. Not surprisingly.
Much like her shirt.
Not surprisingly, many men are saying, "Oh, this is awesome."
I mean, it's whatever. It's a great sports story. It's funny, like
yeah.
It's fine. It's everything about it is it's funny. It brings attention to the team. It's something to, you know, much like the stupid rally squirrel. It's something to rally behind and whatever, man.
Right.
Whatever you need to put your faith in. You need to put it in a furry rodent that runs across home plate. Great. You need to put it in some girl's bra. Great.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
So this woman, you know, and I don't like to body shame other women. So the fact that she wants to present herself in that manner.
That's fine.
And hang them out like that in public. Because not only is she on TV, but she's walking around the Scott Trade Center like that.
Oh, yeah.
I myself have big boobs. Yep. And I've even had a breast reduction. And I don't present myself in that way. But that doesn't make me any better or worse
than
her.
No, not at all.
So if you want to walk around and present yourself to the world with your boobs hanging out, fine.
Own it.
I don't care. However, you know, after being noticed on camera quite a few times, people were screenshotting it and things like that. And it became a thing. And then, you know, she didn't necessarily have to be identified.
No.
I think that, I mean, people who knew her figured it out. But then she gave an article to, I think it was STL Today, that went on to identify herself. And then she claimed that she felt belittled and objectified.
Shut up.
And
just shut up.
That was the point where I lost it.
Yeah, you can't repeatedly do that and then say that.
Especially because in the article she says, "We've had these tickets for 7 years."
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Well, then you know exactly how much you're shown on television.
Absolutely.
Anytime I have seats anywhere near the ice, you go back in the replay and go, "Hey, do I see myself?" and try to point yourself out in the crowd.
Yes.
When you're sitting behind the coach's head, you know without a shadow of a doubt you are on camera a lot.
100%.
And I'm pretty sure she owns a mirror.
Well, and those were, and I don't remember if you saw this, but I posted 3 bullet points to her saying that she felt belittled and objectified. And my first one was, you know what you look like when you leave the house.
Right.
That is a conscious decision to have the girls out on display.
Yes.
Number 2, like you just said, when you're sitting behind the opposing bench, you know you're going to be on TV.
Right.
And number 3 was, unless this woman lives under a rock, which she clearly doesn't.
No.
it's not like this is a brand new story. This has been a story for weeks.
No.
I'm sure that someone she knows, if not her directly, had relayed to her, hey, people are talking about your boobs a lot.
Right.
She has had every opportunity to cover them up, and she doesn't. So you can't cry victim when you are the one who keeps doing this. No one is making you sit in that seat and have your tits out.
Nope.
Nobody. That is you.
And she had,
and she, you have every right to do that, but don't cry victim.
No.
When people start making comments or asking for pictures or whatever.
She is taking photos at the game like a celebrity.
Yep.
Like I see her. I mean, there's pictures of people like pointing at her boobs.
Yeah.
And so if you want to do that, own it. Like I would have had so much more respect for her if she just came out and said, look, I got big knockers and good seats.
And I'm having fun.
F all of you guys.
Absolutely. But and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. And then she
It doesn't make you a whore. It doesn't make you any less of a person. You're having fun.
And, you know, I'm not into the body shaming, but when you put yourself out there like that, you're going to get criticism.
Oh, yeah.
So for every person saying that she has saggy boobs, there's another person saying she's hot. And
absolutely. You know, and that's just people.
That's life.
Yep.
You're going to get criticism every time I'm in the news for something, whether it's the TV show with NBC or Libby Lou doing the crying Oshi thing. I'm chubby. I have a double chin. I'm a bad mom.
Whatever.
No matter what you do in life, you're going to get criticized.
Sure.
And so, you know, I'm not that put off that people, that some people don't seem to like her boobs.
I mean, that's fine. Look, and people have the right not to. I've always lived my life by a very simple philosophy, which is if at the end of each day I can lay my head down on a pillow with a clean conscience of what I've done that day,
right,
then I'm fine with myself.
Yeah, I don't care.
And that's how she should be. Like, she's made a conscious decision. I'm going to go to these games and I'm going to wear a revealing shirt. And that's fine. Do it. But know that you're going to get the pushback from some people.
Yeah.
But own it. Don't all of a sudden, because there's some people who think it's tacky, start crying victim. That's not how this works.
And the only problem that I have with it is that, like, I'm a tomboy. I've always been a tomboy. And there's a term in hockey called puck bunnies.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a very fond term. And that's pretty much what she gets lumped into. Because if it's me, shut up. Put on a jersey and cheer on the team. It's not about how you look. It's not about trying to get attention. It's about the hockey game.
I agree.
And so if I had any problem with it, it would just be kind of like anytime I see a girl at a hockey game and heels in a miniskirt, I roll my eyes.
Oh, then there's tons.
Like, call me judgmental. Call me whatever you want.
Especially when it's December. I want to look at the girl and be like, I know you're cold.
Yeah.
I know you're cold.
And I know that the girl with her boobs out is cold.
Yep.
She's one row from the ice.
Well, you know, and to this point, I could see where now she'd be like, well, I got to keep doing it because I've been doing it for so long. And
no, she doesn't, because we lost 4-0.
No, I was
listen,
there.
Listen, we lost 4-0. That was her big really coming out game, was like, okay, here come my boobs tonight, and I'm going to wear a pink tank top. And, you know, she was trying to hold up a sign, I guess.
Was she really?
Yes. Well, they were trying to block her, and she was still trying to get on TV, holding up a sign for Susan G. Komen.
All right, that you didn't know you were going to be on TV,
and you're holding
that goes
a sign
out the window.
She's trying to do the whole, like, oh, I'm going to give money to charity now, to the breast cancer, the Susan
Shut
G.
Up.
Komen, which half women I know hate that charity anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm conflicted, and I hope that she's not taking it too hard, because even though people like you and I can sit and dish about it because it's our job,
right,
I'm sure that her feelings are genuinely hurt somewhere in there.
But
and
why are your feelings hurt?
Because when people say bad things about you, if you don't have thick skin like me and you, it's hard on people like that. So,
and I understand that, but again, she's had five games now,
right?
The three at home versus Dallas and two versus San Jose now, where she could have covered up, and she hasn't.
Yeah,
if it was hurting her feelings that much, that bitch would be wearing a turtleneck. And she's not.
I'm just saying, put on a hockey jersey.
Anything.
I mean, I'll buy her one.
You know what? If you don't want to do that, here's what I'll do. You know those stupid ass airbrush t-shirts they make that you can put over and it's got the girl in the bikini airbrush on the big hooters? I'll take your seat and I'll wear that shirt.
She has damn good seats.
Yeah, she does.
I'm not jealous of her boobs. I'm jealous of her seats.
For real. I wish you were behind the Blues bench, but tomato, tomato.
Hey, listen, they didn't work. So cover them up. They're not very lucky boobies. Hopefully she's not too, we don't feel sorry for you, but we also don't want you, like, driving off a bridge.
I would say, because remember, Game 7 wasn't her against Chicago. She's 1-4 with her boobies.
Shut up.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. 2-4
All I know is that the game that she came to present them to the world, we lost 4-0 So put them away, honey.
Yeah.
Your titties ain't that special.
I could have been my friend wearing a Garth Butcher jersey, too. Either way.
Yeah.
The princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The older she gets,
the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Back once again, once again.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Come on.
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast, episode 50.
That's a big one.
I'm really loud. Let me turn myself down. Hey, if you like the show, share the show. That's a really nice thing that people do. If you like this episode, then you go on Facebook and you're like, hey, this was a really funny episode. You guys should listen.
I agree.
Because we're funny. And your friends should
listen.
We try to be. This particular show has been everywhere. We started with
like a car on a slick road.
Well, we're pretty much just like a train wreck. People can't. We're like a white trash circus on wheels.
It's a very good description.
The bearded man and the. Did you ever go to any of those carnivals when you were a kid? Because I was, you know, being raised in the Midwest, I've seen the 2 foot tall woman, the bearded man.
See, I never got to go to anything that had a sideshow.
Yeah, I've seen the 2 foot long rat.
That's awesome.
You have to pay a dollar though. Because
I'm sure
it's so weird. You stand in this line and there's like a curtain.
Open, close.
Well, no. You're in a line and you pay $2 and then they're like, do you want to see the world's like smallest woman? And so you stand in this line and then you pay $2 and then you walk around this corner and there's a midget sitting in a chair.
It's like, hey, what's up?
And then it's like at that point that you realize this is a real person looking at me.
Uh-huh.
And like the woman I saw was like Indian and she's like, hi, hi. And I'm like, oh my God, I feel so bad. I don't know who I expected to be back there, but there's a midget in a chair.
Real person.
And I just paid $2 for it.
And she gets 50 cents of it.
We are effed up society. You know that?
Oh, for sure.
So this show, we've gone from my daughter being in the news for something she didn't do to me not liking the guy my mom's dating to rally boobs. And so I want to end with something spiritual to send you guys, you know, yeah. Well, you know how people see like divine, images and things
like Jesus in a waffle.
Yes. Right. Like Jesus in a waffle, Jesus in a toast, you know, things like that.
Why does Jesus always appear in carbs?
That's a good question. It's probably hard to get him to form in meat. Let me see. Let me find.
There's a joke there. I don't know how to fully make that.
No, I don't either. But, so this woman in Florida was changing her son's diaper.
Oh, no.
And she said, magic Florida baby sends beautiful sign from Jesus from his butt. her kid sharded a perfect cross.
Holy crap. Literally.
Wow.
Wow.
He's nailed to it and everything.
So, yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Just the headline, holy crap, magic baby from Florida sends beautiful sign from Jesus from his butt. Another headline.
That's amazing.
Why didn't we have any kids that crapped crosses?
Why does all the weird crap happen in Florida?
Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, or Texas?
Gosh.
Those are the big four.
People are crazy. You know that?
Yes. Very aware.
Oh, my God. We're going to eat donuts, right?
Yeah, we are.
Because I got to go on a diet tomorrow.
Hey, 90s girl, did you hear who announced a reunion today? Sort of. At least they're teasing it.
Who?
Rage Against the Machine.
Really? I liked them. I saw Marty Link post a thing about like some fest that he was going to go to.
Riot Fest in Chicago.
Yeah, and he's like, who wants to go?
I'm going.
Well, the very first band I saw was Diarrhea Planet. And I'm
oh, yeah. I got to go.
I'm like.
Them and Gwar, 100%.
Do you really know who they are?
I know who Gwar is. I don't know who Diarrhea Planet is. But I've already sent a message to my buddy going, if we go, I'm watching that band.
Will you get me a Diarrhea Planet shirt?
Absolutely.
Did you end up stopping in Uranus on your way home to get fudge?
No, they were closed, so what? I stopped at the big candy factory.
Oh, I love that. Is that my phone? Oh, God. It says number from Virginia. I thought it was going to be my
mom.
Yeah,
it's going to be telemarketers. Oh, one last thing on the reunion tip. Guess who's opening for Guns N' Roses on the reunion?
Who?
Lenny Kravitz.
Wow, that seems weird.
Alice in Chains is doing some dates, then Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah. The big candy store is amazing.
Awesome. Redmond's? Oh, that is diabetes central.
I went there unattended without Jimmy. I had to go on a trip to Nashville with the kids. I spent $47.
You beat me. Not by much, but you beat me.
But yeah, you're like, look, it's Uranus Fudge. I'm like, dude, that place is the bomb.
That billboard, 81 miles till Big Fun in Uranus.
Yes.
I almost wrecked my car.
Their t-shirts in there are really awesome, too. If you go, next time you go and drive that way, or next time we go, because we always have to go to Nashville for hockey.
No, it's Springfield.
Oh, was it Springfield? Yeah.
So it's on the way to, like, Tulsa, Oklahoma City.
Yeah. And then isn't there like a wildlife area, a couple more exits?
Yeah. Right outside of Springfield.
What the hell? Like zebras and lions and
stuff? Yeah, it's a drive-through safari. It's awesome. I went as a kid.
Did you see the guy over the weekend who put the bison in his car because he thought it looked cold and it died?
Nice. Womp. Fail.
People are so stupid.
Yeah.
It gives me faith, though, that there's people out there dumber than me.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Because even I know not to put a bison in my car. We're going to go back. We're going to leave. I mean, we're going to be back on... our next show will be on Monday. If you like the show, share the show. We thought you were funny. Tell your freaking friends. Tell them on Twitter or Facebook or whatever you want. Be like, hey, the Kelly Mano Show is awesome. They're so funny. You should listen. And that's all. So until I see you next week... be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, a little bit smart-assy. Hoss, anything for the boys.
The lady may have big boobs and good seats, but I got big old man boobs and crappy seats.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next week. See ya!
See ya! Yeah.